Okay, Tzeibe Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masech Seiduyos, and we're up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Yud. Hamadir Sish Shemitash Mishamita. If a person takes a neder that his wife is not going to be able to have Tash Mishamita with him, Beishami or Mishte Shabbosos. Beishami says we wait 2 weeks, and that's it. That's the limit that you can expect her to go. Beisil Lom Shabbosachas. Beisil says just 1 week, meaning if the Isser Tashmish is less than 2 weeks according to Beishami, less than 1 week according to Beisilel, then she cannot say I want to divorce. But if the Yisra Tashmish that he imposes on her is longer than that, she could demand a divorce and a full ksuba payment. If a woman has a miscarriage on the 81st day, the night leading into the 81st day after having previously had a baby, so Beishamai potur min hakarban. Beishamai says she does not need to bring a second set of karbanos, meaning for the birth you need to bring karban. Yoledes needs to bring a set of karbanos. And if she has another miscarriage within the Yemei Tahara of the previous birth, she would not need a second set of karbanos. So Beishamai holds, even though it's after the 80 days of the Yemei Tahara for Nekeva are over, but she hadn't yet brought the karbanos from the first one, because you only bring the karbanos during the day, on the following day. So Beishamai says, you don't need to bring a second set of karbanos. Beisil says, you do need to bring a second set of karbanos, because the Yemei Tahara are over. Sadin B'tzitzis, when it comes to linen garment being chayiv and tzitzis, Beishamai potur. Beishamai says potur from tzitzis because it's going to be shatness. The tcheles is a dye that only works on wool, so you can have a wool dye on a wool string on a linen garment. It's going to be shatness. Well, Beisil mechayiv, and Beisil says that the mitzvah of tzitzis is docha, the yisur of shatness. Kalkelas haShabbos. If you have a basket of fruit that you put aside for Shabbos, Beishamai potur. Beishamai says that it's not chayiv and maisos until Shabbos starts, and therefore you could snack on it before Shabbos without taking Trumas and Maestros. Beisil Mechayvin, Beisil says, no, the second you designate it for Shabbos, that's considered to be Kavua, and if it's Kavua, it's going to be Chayiv in Maestros. Moving along to Mishnah Yud Aleph. So, Mishnah Nadir Nazirus Meruba. If a person took a very long Nazirus is normally 30 days, but a guy took upon himself a longer Nazirus, and he's not in Eretz Yisrael, the Hishlam Nazirus, and he finishes that Nazirus, v'acharkach bala Eretz, and then he makes Aliyah. So Beishamai Omrim, Nazir Shloshim Yom, Beishamai says he has to repeat a Nazirus of 30 days, a minimal Nazirus of 30 days in Eretz Yisrael. Beisil Lomrim Nazir Betchila, Beisil says, nope, start the clock again from the beginning. If it was a 6 month Nazirus, so you got to start all 6 months. Misha Yishtei Kitei Edem Mi'idoso. So if someone has two sets of witnesses testifying about him, Elimi, then Shanazir Shtayim. And one set of witnesses is saying that he took two consecutive periods of Nazirus upon himself, meaning 60 days, and the other one said he took 150 days of Nazirus. Beishamai says, well, it's a contradiction in testimony. We cannot trust either one of them, because one of these sets is definitely lying. Vein kan nazirus, and therefore we have no evidence that he's a nazir at all. Beisil says, well, they both agree that it's at least two sets of, it's at least 60 days, and therefore he's got to do at least 60 days of nazirus. So let's review what we learned today. A whole bunch of other machlokas between Beisham and Beisil. So we had a machlokas, what's the minimal amount of time that a husband would have to take a neder tashmish against his wife for her to be able to demand the divorce. Beishamai says 2 weeks, Beisil says 1 week. Then we had a machlokas if a woman has a miscarriage on the night of the 81st day after a previous birth of a baby girl, does she bring a second set of karbanos? Beisil says yes, Beishamai says no, and then we discussed whether a linen garment is chayiv and tzitzis. Beishamai says it's not, Beisil says it is, and then we discussed a basket of fruit that was put away for Shabbos, whether it's whether you're allowed to snack on it before Shabbos, where Beishamai says that you are, and Beisil says you're not allowed to snack on it before Shabbos. And then in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we said if a person took a long Nazirus and he finished that Nazirus in Chutz Laretz and then he makes Aliyah, Beishamai says you only need to repeat 30 days in Eretz Yisrael. Beisil says you need to repeat the whole period of Nazirus. If a person had two sets of witnesses saying that he obligated himself in Nazirus, except one set of witnesses said it was 60 days, the other said 150 days, Beishamai says so we have no real testimony. that we can rely upon, and therefore he has no nazirus whatsoever. And Basil says yesh b'chal masayim mana, yesh b'chal chameshtayim, and therefore he needs to do 60 days of nazirus. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid Mishnah Yud Beis.